From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several others wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital, Kabul. Officials confirmed the blast during a Shpagiza Cricket League match Wednesday afternoon, but there's no independent confirmation of its nature and reported casualties. No one has yet claimed responsibility. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution urging President Donald Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday, just one day after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to Mr. Trump, who was criticized for his response to violence at a white nationalist rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. The resolution says Congress, quote, rejects white nationalism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazism as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has canceled plans to attend this month's United Nations General Assembly. This comes amid rising international criticism of her handling of the violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced as many as 400,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold an urgent meeting today on violence and the humanitarian crisis in Rakhine. The meeting was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday. This is VOA News. A joint study by the United Nations Children's Fund and International Organization for Migration details the abuse facing migrant children and young people trying to reach Europe. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The study describes in detail the appalling levels of human rights abuses to which the people on the move are subjected. It finds children and young people traveling on the central Mediterranean route are at a particularly high risk of exploitation and trafficking. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Sarah Crowe.
We also see from this report that the children who have less education and who are coming from sub-Saharan Africa have got a greater risk of being exploited, beaten, and discriminated against.
The report says most of the migrants and refugees passing through Libya are exposed to lawlessness, militias, and criminality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's prime minister has offered Afghanistan new methods of bilateral verification against militant sanctuaries. The country is trying to shake off the reputation that it harbors militants that attack Afghanistan. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has the story.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi said his country is willing to do whatever it takes to convince the world of its resolve against terrorism. He offered, for the first time, joint verification mechanisms to Afghanistan. This is not the first time Pakistan has tried to dispel accusations it has terrorist sanctuaries. The country has tried hard, but failed, for the past several years to convince the world it is taking action against all violent extremists on its soil. In turn, he demanded Afghanistan needs to do more to fight terrorism against Pakistan. Pakistan has launched several military operations to clear out militant hideouts from the northern tribal areas near Afghanistan's border. But the United States and Afghanistan claim the actions have been more focused on the Pakistani Taliban. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Emergency workers and National Guard troops are working to find those left stranded in the Florida Keys by Hurricane Irma. Also today, French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting St. Martin and St. Barthélemy today. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, meanwhile, is touring in Anguilla and the British Virgin Islands, two places that took hard hits from Irma last week when it was a powerful Category 5 storm. And the United States will stop issuing certain visas to Eritrean nationals and officials of Cambodia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea as of Wednesday, because they've refused to take back deported citizens. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.